I'm here at the Shanghai Auto Show, and I want to show you one of the most amazing things I've seen all day. This is an eVTOL. Good for an endurance of 1 hour and 20 minutes and 250 kilometers of range. And as cool as this thing is, it's not the coolest thing I've seen today. No, that comes down to the 3 battery announcements that CATL made that I think will completely revolutionize the industry.
1, Naxtra, the world's first mass-produced sodium-ion battery. 2, the FreeBoy dual-power battery system. And 3, the second-generation Shenxing super-fast charging battery.
And to see how all this ties in together and why it's going to be a complete game-changer for the automotive industry, we're going to do a deep dive and tell you how it all works. So let's get started. I'm Ricky, and this is 2Bit Da Vinci.
Huge thanks to CATL for partnering with us and for the access to make this video.
Ever since the very beginning of the rechargeable battery, lithium has been king, and for good reason. It's the lightest alkali metal on the first row of the periodic table. Lithium has its challenges. It's not particularly abundant here on Earth. And as we go from millions of EVs to hundreds of millions of EVs, that supply chain constraint is going to be an issue. It's why lithium prices continue to soar. And that's why CATL has been hard at work on a new generation of batteries that doesn't use lithium. It uses sodium, the second lightest alkali metal on the first row of the periodic table, and has some interesting advantages. For one, it's 1,000 times more abundant than lithium, which means that as we build more EVs, this, as it reaches scale, is going to be incredibly price competitive. And if we're all looking for EV prices to come down, this is one of those breakthroughs that could really be a game changer. Now, the sodium ion battery has some really key advantages. For one, it is an absolute champ when it comes to low temperatures. Inside here, as you can see, this is around negative 40 degrees Celsius. And even at those temperatures, this is all powering this kettle and all these lights and phone chargers and everything else from these batteries. Now, this would be very difficult with lithium, which would need external heating elements to keep the batteries warm. Otherwise, charge and discharge rates really plummet. So if you're building EVs for cold climates, the sodium ion battery would be absolutely game changing. It's also going to be really, really cost effective. Now, sodium batteries are going to be pretty amazing, but they're not perfect. They do have some drawbacks, which is exactly where their next breakthrough comes in. Engineering is all about trade-offs. Do you want high performance, long-lasting life, low cost? You can't really have it all. Think about electrical wire, for example. Copper is really popular because it strikes a good balance between cost and high performance. It has high conductivity, low resistance. But if you're running wire hundreds of miles, you might use aluminum, which is much cheaper and pretty close to the same level of performance. But if you wanted the highest performance of all, you'd use gold. But as you can imagine, gold would cost so much. It's the same with batteries, where the chemistry really gives your car that characteristic. If you want really, really long cycle life, lithium iron phosphate has always been king. But if you want really, really long range in a smaller battery pack, then nickel cobalt manganese NCM batteries have been king. And that decision is one that every car maker has to make. And it determines the entire characteristic of your car, its charge speed and how far it can go. That is until now, because CATL just unveiled their FreeBoy dual power battery system. Now this takes that decision out of the equation, because now you can choose 2 different chemistries in one pack.
CATL's new sodium ion battery performs well with low temperature performance, fast charging, power density, and safety, but lags behind in terms of energy density. But a FreeBoy dual power battery can combine 2 different chemistries in one battery to give you the best characteristics of both. When you combine Naxtra sodium ion battery with their lithium iron phosphate self-forming anode battery, which has higher energy density and slower fast charging performance, you can see how you have the best of both worlds.
There is no one chemistry that does everything. But with this, with FreeBoy, you can actually combine and get the best of both. And finally, for my super fast charging fans out there, check this out. This is the Shenxing Generation 2 battery. This is the world's fastest charging battery. It can peak at 12 C's and sustain around 6 C's. Now, to put that into perspective, I drive a 100 kilowatt hour EV. So 12 C's means that I could charge at 1.2 megawatts of power compared to my paltry 250. This would be over 4 times as fast. And that is the breakthrough here. Some of these numbers are kind of mind-boggling. Those give you a little rundown of how fast that actually is, okay? You could recharge a range of 520 kilometers or 320 miles in 5 minutes. At that point, you'd be charging as fast as a gasoline fill-up, maybe even faster, and achieves a range of 75 kilometers in 30 seconds. That's about 2.5 kilometers per second, okay? Now, also, whenever the temperature of the pack is lower, the charge rate is lower. But even at negative 10 degrees Celsius, this could charge from 5 to 80% in about 15 minutes. So bottom line, this is the best charging pack on Earth. And they achieved this with a couple of core technologies. One, they have a graphite anode, but they have a new supercrystalline graphite. So it's a particular crystalline structure that is really conducive to fast charging. Second is their SEI, their solid electrolyte interface, regenerating enhanced electrolyte. Third, their multi-path uniform electronic flow design. This is a mechanical property of the battery, not a chemical one, that really exhibits fast charging speeds. And finally, their cathode superconducting technology. But it doesn't just come down to the chemistry and the technology in the pack. To maintain charging speeds of 12 Cs, there's a lot that goes into the thermal management of this pack as well. Let me show what I mean. CATL sells cells to customers depending on the use case, but the real magic happens at the pack level. This behind me is an extruded view of a CATL battery pack. Now, one of the really interesting things is look at this cooling ribbon. As you can see, liquid cooling, liquids are pumped through here, goes across these fins, across the entire horizontal surface area of the pack, right in between each and every one. This is vastly more capable of transferring that heat from fast charging than just bottom cooling, for example. But that ribbon also takes care of the largest area of the pack. But when all of this innovation and technology comes together in a pack, you get the fast charging, the dual split battery system, and so much more. The magic really happens when you bring it all together. And if an entire battery pack wasn't enough for you with BMS and thermal management all built in, CATL even sells this. This is their modular platform. This incorporates their cell to chassis batteries. So it's a structural battery pack. It has axial flux motors in the back and all the electronics and power inverters and everything else to build your EV on top of. I gotta say, I think they've covered it all. They've got a solution for every use case. These guys clearly know what they're doing. Now, one thing I didn't expect to see today was battery swapping, but it makes a lot of sense that CATL would do this. Now, we've seen car makers roll out battery swapping, but the problem is they make cars for themselves. It's not going to be standardized and it won't work across the industry. What we really need is standardization. And remember, CATL makes the EV batteries for 1 in 3 cars, 1 in 3 EVs around the world today. They are the dominant player. And if they can figure this out and roll this out and standardize it, then we could actually have swapping. Here's some fun facts, by the way. This is about the size. This is an actual footprint of what a fast swapping station would look like. It could fit in the current existing footprint of a gas station, for example. And this would have 14 battery packs inside, which means all it has to do is charge those packs quick enough for the around 100 seconds that it takes for a swap. 100 seconds. That's all it takes. You pull in, battery drops out, it gets replaced, and you're on your way. And with 14 other batteries charging, the next car could be up and you can keep them all topped off. Interestingly too, if we rolled out a model where the future of battery swapping was a reality, then you wouldn't even have to buy a car with batteries. You could just buy the car without it and then have a subscription, a monthly subscription for the battery pack. This means you never have to worry about battery degradation. You never have to worry about changing batteries or faulty cells or anything else. You just keep swapping batteries, pay a subscription, and live your life. But interestingly, CATL has the power to actually drive standardization, much like Tesla did with car charging in North America. When you are the prominent figure, you have the power to establish standards that others can follow. Imagine if multiple cars of different varieties could roll in and take advantage of this, not just one car. And look at that, just like that, battery swap just happened. Twice. When you're the world's largest EV battery manufacturer, you have to think about the entire life cycle of these batteries. And CATL is doing that. They had an acquisition of a company called Brumf, which handles all of their battery recycling. In fact, they project that by 2042, half of the world's battery production will use recycled lithium, and the other half will come from virgin sources. So just follow this diagram here. You build a battery and you operate it in a vehicle. From there, if the battery is no longer operable or the car gets scrapped, you then have to retire the batteries. But at that point, you have a decision to make. If the pack is actually still healthy, then it might have a second life in other operations, which they call cascade utilization, maybe as home energy storage, where a little bit of degradation wouldn't be the end of the world. But of course, if the battery can't be salvaged, then it can be recycled for unhealthy batteries. Once recycled, it goes back to raw materials and starts the process all over again. Interestingly, they can recover about over 99% of the nickel, cobalt, and manganese in their packs and about 91% of the lithium. We'll see how the sodium plays out as that reaches market adoption. But this is the cradle-to-grave life cycle of batteries, and this is what they're working on. I have absolutely loved my time here in Shanghai. Huge thanks to CATL for partnering with us, for sitting down, showing us their tech, and answering our questions. This has been super, super informative. If you're a fan of more affordable EVs, CATL's Nextra batteries with sodium ion technology is going to be a game changer, bringing down prices even further with a more abundant material. And with their free void dual power battery, designers are going to have more flexibility when it comes to the best of both worlds, when it comes to battery chemistries. And of course, the Shenseng batteries with 12C charging are going to set world records in all the cars that they go into. CATL, I feel like, has heard all the gripes, all the feedback that drivers have. We need faster charging, more range, battery swaps, and they're kind of working on all of them at the same time. I am beyond blown away. CATL, if you'll have me, I'd love to tour your factories and see a battery swap in person and so much more. But until then, I hope this has been as informative for you as it's been for me. I'm Rikin Tudor Vinci. Thank you so much for watching, and we'll catch you guys next week.